You're listening to the Message Podcast of High Ridge Church Longview, where our vision is to help you know God, find freedom, discover purpose, and ultimately make a difference. We are so glad that you're here, and we pray that this message impacts your life as you apply the spiritual truths from God's Word in practical ways. Let's listen in.
Hey, everybody. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. We want to say a special good morning and welcome to all of you watching online from around the world. Come on, High Ridge family. Love you guys. Love you guys from Arizona to Louisiana to Abilene, all the way across the pond to Cameroon. A good day, mate, to you. We're so glad that you're able to join us from all around the world. Wherever you're at, we want to say, hey, welcome and Merry Christmas in advance for all of you watching. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing to have you with us. We believe God is going to show you something powerful as we turn our hearts to his amazing word. So grab your Bible, if you will. We're going to spend some time in the book of Acts, Acts chapter 1. Specifically, and so let me just look right in the camera and remind you of a couple of things that are very important. Tuesday is Christmas Eve. If that comes as a shock to you, you might want to get busy. So we are going to have three Christmas Eve services right here on Tuesday. That's 3 o'clock, 4:30, and 6. And so there are a lot of people planning on coming to that 3 o'clock service. Would you mind at least considering or praying about maybe moving to the 4:30 or to the 6 to make room for all those who need to hear the message of Jesus and the real reason for the season? Come on, somebody. There's some people that never come to church except on Christmas Eve. And so we're going to give them the reason for the season and believe that God's going to invest himself into their lives. It's going to be a beautiful thing. And then also next Sunday, we will not be meeting here and in person. We have an online service prepared for you. We're going to give our staff the week off. It's a beautiful thing. We believe in the power of rest. So there will be no service here next Sunday. If you show up, hey, clean up the parking lot, say a little prayer for us, but we ain't doing nothing. We're going to rest and enjoy some times with our families. It's a wonderful thing to be able to do that. Let me just say thank you for your generosity. Your generosity enables us to even do that. And so on behalf of me and all of our staff here who work very, very hard, tirelessly throughout the year to bring the gospel all around the world, it's a good thing to have a week off. And so we're going to let them do that. So if you're looking for a church, man, there's some beautiful, great churches here. We have lots of friends that are doing great things in the city. Attend another church, tithe there, give there, serve there for a week, and then come back. Because in January, we're going to kickstart off our Discover services, which is all about praying and fasting. So that's going to happen the 13th, 14th, 15th of January. And so if you've never fasted before, if you've never never engaged the prophetic before, you're going to want to be involved in that. So it's an awesome thing. Can't wait for that to kick off in January. But until then, let's get on into God's Word, Acts chapter 1. And we're going to continue on with our Legacy Sunday series. This has become such a big part of who we are and what we're doing. That I think more churches should honestly do this. The day of accountability and celebration. We've expanded this every year because you guys have been more generous every single year. And so we've been able to fund a lot more ministries. We've been able to take the gospel all the way around the world in a bunch of different ways. And so it takes a lot more than one Sunday to kind of tell you all that's going on. But we want to make sure that it's not just a day of reporting, but also a day where we get into God's word, which is the most important thing. So let's start it off in Acts chapter 1. Let me just catch you up with the story. So Jesus is just about to step foot off the planet. He's about to go back into heaven, and the disciples are gathered around him, and they ask him some important questions, these last-minute questions before Jesus disappears. And so that kind of catches you up in Acts chapter 1. And it says, the disciples asked him, Lord, at this time, are you going to restore the kingdom of Israel? Now, this is important because this was their hope of what they believed a Messiah ought to be doing. Lord, you need to come fix our country. Lord, fix them politicians. Lord, fix our country. Help it to become something that it always should have been. And they expected Jesus to lead this sort of military revolt. And Jesus is like, you've missed the point. Like that's not what I'm here to do. So they said, Lord, at this time, are you going to restore the kingdom of Israel? Because you just got out of the grave. We've got a lot of good publicity right now. There's a lot of people standing behind us. We could lead a great revolution because everybody will follow you. He's like, that's not what I'm here to do. At this time, are you going to restore the kingdom of Israel? And Jesus said this, it is not for you to know the times or the dates. Like, that ain't your business. That's not for you to know. He says, but here's what you do need to know. And this is what the Lord is still speaking to us today. He says, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses. You will be my witnesses. Jesus speaking prophetically over their lives and giving them a command. You will be my witnesses. Can you say that with me? You will be my witnesses. Straight from the mouth of our Lord and Savior to his disciples. The Holy Spirit's going to come on you and you are going to be my witnesses. He says this, in Jerusalem, that's in the city, and in Judea, that region, Samaria, the next region over, and to the very ends of the earth. Notice the expanding vision of what he said is supposed to happen. First, reach the city, then reach the region, then expand it out to the next state, and then to the uttermost ends of the earth. And after he said this, he was taken up before their very eyes. Like, boom, he's gone. Can you imagine their faces in that moment? Hey, you guys, the Holy Spirit's going to get here. It's going to give you the power to be the witnesses. See you later. Gone. So they did what all of us would do at the exact same moment. They just stare at the sky like. What happens? It says they were looking intently up into the sky where he was going. And suddenly two men dressed in white. We know these as angels. They stood beside them and said, what are you doing looking up into the sky? What are we looking at? The same Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven, he will come back in the same way that you've seen him go into heaven. Or in other words, Jesus is coming back. Look busy. It's time for you to get to work. It's time for you to do what he told you to do. What did he tell us to do? To be filled with the Holy Spirit and to be his witnesses, not just in our city, but around the world. Now, here's the great news. Did they receive the Holy Spirit? Absolutely. Read on Acts chapter 2. It's a beautiful moment. Did they do what Jesus told them to do? No. Because it was really cool. But Jesus said, you're going to be my witnesses when I send you the power of the Holy Spirit. And there should be an expanding vision that continually pushes you to take the message of Jesus around the world. That is still the heart for God's church today. That we would not just be a church that takes care of ourselves, but a church that is in the city for the sake of the city. A church that does more for those that don't know the message of Jesus, those that need a little bit of help. And Jesus said, I'm going to send the power of the Holy Spirit to show you how to do that. That's important for us to know today. So here's a couple of things that we're going to talk about before we get into all the different ways that the Lord is using us to spread the gospel around the world. Here's the first thing that we need to know. Number one, the Holy Spirit gives us an expanded vision. An expanded vision. Now, notice when they ask Jesus, Lord, are you going to restore the kingdom of Israel? They're talking about political things. They're talking about what should be happening in the political realm, how the country needs to change to make it what they think is a better version, how to get rid of Rome, how to lead a military revolution. Jesus is like, you're thinking too small. Lord, can you fix them? Lord, can you fix those people in Washington? Lord, can you fix those at the Capitol? Lord, can you fix our Congress? Lord, can you fix our Senate? Can you fix those people? Make them do this right thing. This is important. The Holy Spirit helps them to expand their vision. Why is that such a big deal for us? I want to make sure that you see this. I'll put it on the screen. If I only focus on what others should be doing, I will never see what God can do through my submitted heart. The Holy Spirit was given to you to be a witness. God has called your life to make a difference. And the Holy Spirit empowers us to be able to do that. Lord, fix them. Like, no. The question should be, Lord, can you use me? He gives us an expanded vision. See, until now in the story, Jesus had been doing most of the work for him. Now, he'd given them a couple opportunities, a little preview of what was happening when he sends them out two by two. He says, I want you to go out, you know, two by two and spread the message of Jesus. Heal people. Take care of people that are hurting. Do the work. And they would come back and report all the great things that are happening. And then Jesus says, and now I'm gone. It's on you. I'm going to send you the Holy Spirit to help you do that. But wait, Jesus, do it for me. No. He said, no, the Holy Spirit's going to help you do this. You see, the Holy Spirit helps us to respond to the heart of God. Once we're saved and filled with the Holy Spirit, we can now develop the gift of discernment to know what the Holy Spirit is doing and how we're supposed to partner with him. Why is that so important for us to know? Because take myself as an example. I have a part of my life that has completely changed. I used to be completely unmerciful. It's all about me. It's all about making sure I get taken care of. Then the Holy Spirit was put into my life. God took that old heart of stone and gave me a heart of flesh. And I started developing the gift of mercy. Started seeing people that are hurting. And I'm like, I want help. But here's the thing. If I just have the mercy gift and I'm not led by the Holy Spirit, what I often will do is think that I'm helping someone and actually be hurting someone. It's easy for us to do that once we've developed a little bit of mercy, once our heart starts beginning to change from selfishness to an outward look. So I need to be walking in step with the Holy Spirit to say, Lord, what do you want me to do? Because some people need relief and some people need restoration. And there's a big difference between the two. For some people, man, they just might need help with paying a bill this month. For other people, like, that's not your problem. This is not a financial issue. This is a heart issue. And when we fix the heart, the Lord begins to change the finances. But if we don't understand the power of the Holy Spirit, we won't be able to partner with him in what he wants to do. And we'll constantly be trying to fix things that just create more of a problem. And by the way, we see this happening in churches all the time. We want to help, but we end up fighting against each other and creating more problems out of that some sort of sense of, I just want to be merciful. We have the right heart. But the Holy Spirit helps us to show what the heart of God is doing in this situation. It's important that we hear from the Holy Spirit like Jesus said to do. You're going to be empowered by him. He's going to give you an expanded vision. Here's the second key. Number two, the Holy Spirit gives the power to witness. Gives the power to witness. That's the original intent that Jesus says from the very beginning. When the Holy Spirit falls, he's going to empower you to witness, to get outside of yourself and to share the story of Jesus. What is a witness? A witness is someone that's seen something and is then supposed to talk about what they've seen. If you've ever been called as a witness in a court case, if you've ever been asked to testify about something that happened, you're called there because you witnessed something. Jesus says, you're to be my witnesses. You're to talk about something that you've seen. Now, it's easy for us to believe that God wants to use us, but to not really know how. And then to get into a situation where you're trying to share your testimony or your story or trying to talk about bringing somebody to Jesus or maybe kind of what happened in your life or even inviting them to church, it's easy for that to get really, really weird. It gets awkward. You might not know what to say. He said, the Holy Spirit's going to help you do that. It's going to help you to witness. As you have a relationship with the Lord, you can say, Lord, would you show me when is the right time and what words I'm supposed to use to help somebody get to know you better? And what is the thing that we've each witnessed? And here's the thing. You may not know all the theological things that are happening. You might not know the scriptural stuff that's happening, but you know what's happening inside of your own heart. And nobody can argue with that. And so Jesus tells his disciples, you're going to be my witnesses by the power of the Holy Spirit. Just tell them what I've taught you. Talk about your personal experience with me, the Lord says. You're going to be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. This is where we get the plan for our missions as a church. He says Jerusalem, which is the city. Then he says Judea, the region, Samaria, the next region over. We might call that Louisiana or Oklahoma. You know, it's that next region. And then he says to the ends of the earth. So we call this local missions, national, and global. There are things that we ought to be doing in our city. We talked all about that last week and the ways that we've really helped to make this city a better place. But now it's time for us to move beyond just what we're doing in the city to something outside of that. And so as we come together as a day of accountability and also a day of great celebration, we could recognize that this is not something that High Ridge Church came up with. No, this is very biblical, Acts chapter 1. This is what Jesus tells us to do. He says, you're going to be led by the Holy Spirit, and I want you to spread the gospel, not just to yourselves, but to your city, to your region, to your country, to the world. So the Holy Spirit gives us the power to do that. Let me say it this way. Every believer, even you, is called to the mission field. Some are right here and some are to the ends of the earth. Now, there used to be a teaching that was in the church that said everybody's called to a different country and you have to go. And people would say, I don't want to do that. I like here. Some people are like, I don't speak Mexican. I must not be called there. Like, no. Jesus doesn't say that everyone is called to the ends of the earth. He said, you're going to be my witnesses in all those places. So there's some things that we have to take care of here, and some things are there. Some are called right to the city to make a difference, and some are called to the ends of the earth. And the Holy Spirit helps us to distinguish where I'm supposed to be, what I'm supposed to be doing, how I'm supposed to do it. It helps give us the power to witness. Here's the third and final thing before we get into some more ways that the church has been doing great things around the world. Number three, the Holy Spirit is on mission and invites us to partner with him. He's on mission and invites us to partner with him. Now, when we talk about the mission that the Holy Spirit's on, this is important because churches get lost here in a lot of ways. Here's what generally happens. The church will get really good at something. They'll hear from the Holy Spirit, start doing something really well, and then they don't want to stop. They never want to change because we got it down and we got real good at it. But the Holy Spirit moves in seasons. And there's times where he says, okay, that's exactly where I want it. Now let's shift over to this area. And it's important as believers that we're able to be led by the Holy Spirit, that we take our hands off and say, Lord, I recognize that that was a season and I can move into the next thing. Do you hear me? This is important. He doesn't always do the same thing in the exact same way. Now, our God is the same yesterday, today, and forever, but the Holy Spirit moves in seasons. We see this throughout the Bible. He leads them constantly by different signs and different ways to show believers, this is what I want you to do next. And so as we have a relationship with the power of the Holy Spirit, we see that he's on mission, and he invites us to be a partner with him. It's also important to know that the Holy Spirit is not constantly changing vision just willy-nilly. He knows what he's doing. He's not schizophrenic. He has a plan, and we get to be a part of it. You don't get to tell the Holy Spirit what the plan is. He tells you. And so we're led that way as a church. This is important. Every January, we get together. We begin to pray, and we begin to fast and ask the Lord, Lord, what are you doing in this next year? We want to make sure we don't miss anything of what you're doing. And we submit all that we have. We lay it at your feet. If you want us to get up and to go or to sit and to stay, if you want us to yell or you want us to sing, whatever it is, you tell us what you want us to do. Because this is your church, and you get to be in charge. You're telling us where to go. It's important as elders and as leaders, as a healthy church, that we're led by the power of the Holy Spirit. He expands our vision. He gives us the power to witness. And then also he's on mission and invites us to partner with him. So here's what I know. I'm gonna step on your toes just a little bit because this is important as believers. You have to know this to be true. Every day I have an opportunity to be led by the Spirit. And every paycheck I have an opportunity to either fund the kingdom or to build my own. This is the battle and the tension that each of us will face. Am I building my kingdom? Or is it his kingdom? Because if it's his kingdom, I'll honor him first. I'll bless him first. And I recognize that when I partner with the Holy Spirit, that it's now God's responsibility to take care of me versus my responsibility to take care of myself. And then if I have enough or if I like what's going on, then I might help him a little bit on the back end. That's not how we live. Every day the Lord gives us a chance to partner with him. And by the way, this is the measuring stick of success for my own life. When I lay my head on my pillow at night, it's not, did I make money today? It's, was I obedient today? Lord, did I do everything that you told me to do? Because if the answer is yes, then that's a good day. It's not, did I build my own kingdom? Did I get my way? Did everybody do what I think that they should do? No, it's not about me. But the measuring stick of success on my day is, did I do what the Lord asked me to do? Did I partner with him and let my life become what he wants it to be? That's a good thing for us to know as believers. So once again, we see that Jesus was very clear. This is what you're to be about as believers. You're gonna have the power of the Holy Spirit and you're gonna be my witnesses all the way around the world. So the question was, did they do it? And the answer was no. They received the power of the Holy Spirit and then they did what all of us like to do. They gathered together and had a lot of fun. This is what happens. When church gets really lively and good and the power of God is there, we wanna stay and we wanna fellowship. It's a good thing. There's a good part of us. We want to hang out with each other, develop some synergy, develop our gifts, and let's just make a bigger church. And Jesus said, no, you have to have my vision in mind. You're supposed to go. So what happens between Acts chapter 1 and Acts chapter 8 is the Holy Spirit begins to move. Tell them to go. Like, nah, we're not going to do that. We're just going to grow. Acts chapter 8, persecution breaks out. And what do? They scatter and they go. So Jesus is like, you're going to go one way or the other. But the Holy Spirit was speaking very strong. You're supposed to be witnesses. Get outside of the church and do more things for the community. Do more things for the region. Find ways that the Holy Spirit is going to show you to make a difference around the world. And so it's important for us as believers and in this church that we don't just get consumed with growing a bigger church, but it's expanding the kingdom of God. I believe healthy things will grow. And at some point, you're going to have to be used to step into the ministry that God has called you to step into. So some of that is with our generosity. Some of that is with our willingness to spend our time or the way that we help and to invest and to volunteer and to serve. And some of that is you're going to actually have to go. And some people in this very building have gotten the call to go. And they've gone to the outermost places of the earth. And so we're going to share a few of their stories and kind of what's happening with those, not just nationally, but globally. But that's all funded with the power of the local church. I believe that the church is the hope for the world, and there's no plan B. Amen. It's us. We have to take responsibility to do what Jesus tells us to do. So here's a couple of things I want to share with you. We're gonna move on to the national stage, what we're doing as a church to help in our country and things that are happening within the borders of the U.S. And then we'll move globally for things that are happening on different continents as well. We've got a lot of stuff to share with you, so I'm about to talk really, really fast because it's important. First of all, we're gonna make sure that you know this. Every one of our missionaries, because of your generosity, last week was blessed with a $1,000 Christmas bonus. Come on, somebody. I love that. That's a beautiful thing. We had a couple of our missionaries sitting in our first service, and they all looked around. They're like, thank you very much, because we love thoughts and prayers, but cash goes a long way. Come on, somebody. That's a beautiful thing. I love that. I love being able to bless those. Say, hey, Merry Christmas on behalf of High Ridge. You guys were generous, and each of them got a $1,000 Christmas bonus, and we're able to bless them. Also, we're going to talk about what's happened in California. So this is in Rockland, California. We have a High Ridge church that was planted there just a couple of years ago. They're still meeting inside of a rented space. But we were able to bless them with the equipment that they needed. Right after 2020, a church in Florida had gone under. And so we bought all the equipment from that church, shipped it all the way to California, launched the church there in Rockland with Pastor Levi and his team. So we've been able to send teams there every single year to strengthen them, to train them, to bless them, to be a help, and find any ways that they can just take a little pressure off of them. So I'll go and I'll preach. We'll bring people to lead worship. We'll bring people to run their kids' ministry just to make sure that they get a week off, because they're planting church every single week. They show up at 5 a.m. They set up the church, and every single Sunday they have to tear it down and pack it all up in a trailer and cart it all off. That's a lot of work for people that have been doing that for a couple of years. And so they have not only received us and we've been able to help them, but they've sent a team back here. Some of you guys met them a couple of weeks ago. They sent in a group of their 10 leaders to come here and just be a part of our services. And they're like, we just want to see it and come hang out. So originally, here's the thing. I had invited Pastor Levi to preach. He said, well, can I bring some of my team? I'm like, absolutely. He said, we can't really afford hotels. We can't afford this stuff. So don't worry about it. We'll have host homes ready for you. And so you guys, the Iwans, were able to host them. And you guys were able to drive them around. Another couple donated their van. It's a couple that has 10 kids. They're like, we can host them all. So put them all on one side of one vehicle, which is great. Took them out to eat some country tavern. And they had a great time. And so I love being able to work with those that are giving so much to the kingdom of God. California needs Jesus. Come on, somebody. And we're able to meet the need there. I got to move faster. Our online ministry has expanded. We were able to not only just invest in our website, but the app that many of you are watching the service on right now. That costs a lot of money to do that, but it's a beautiful thing. Inside of a healthy church in America today, churches that are doing well are going to have about 600 people that watch their weekly service. Our average is 2,591 every week that are watching the service. So I had messages and phone calls and texts from other pastors this year saying, how in the world did you come up with this idea of Legacy Sunday? I'm like, just be accountable and tell people where the money went. How do you do that? Like, show them pictures, show them videos. Like, there are people around the world that your money's making a big difference. You just don't know how to do it. And so we're breaking ground for a lot of those that just need help. And so we're happy to become a resource church, which was prophesied over us that we would become. Longview, Texas is making a big difference in a lot of churches. You don't even realize it's a big deal. And so answering their texts and phone calls and giving them a prototype of what we're doing here to be able to expand it to other churches is a really good thing. So I love what's happening there. Also, we had a prophetic word to start reaching out to some Slavic countries that came in January. Some of you were there at our prayer and fasting. And that was a strange word. So my ears kind of perked up and I'm like, how in the world? I barely even speak American. I'm hard for some Texans to understand. Somewhere between my Spanglish, like this is difficult. Like I'm not gonna learn any other languages, but the Lord told us to find a way to reach those in Slavic countries in those languages. So we began to expand and look at some different ideas to speak to some of those that were in that culture and say, how can we meet some of those needs? And so discipleship was a big thing. Messages and in their actual language was a big thing. We didn't know how to do that, but we started in January messing around with some AI features that could translate your voice. And so I want to give you a chance to show what we're able to put together with some videos through the power of AI. You're going to hear me speak Russian today. How about that? Other than vodka, I don't know anything else. I had a life before Christ. Somebody, come on. But normally it was vodka. Anyways, so check this out. This is pretty cool. I want you to hear this. This is pretty wild.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for stopping by. My name is Tim, and all of the content uploaded right here is specifically designed for you to have an amazing relationship with Jesus. We want to help you do.
Привет всем. Благодарю за визит. Меня зовут Тим, и мы создаем контент, чтобы помочь вам наладить великолепные связи с Иисусом.
How about that? So, let me just tell you, there are a lot There are a lot of pastors and churches that are really afraid of AI technology. And so we're able to take some of those tools and start redeeming them for godly purposes and say, hey, you don't have to be afraid of it. Let's find a way to redeem it and watch what God can do if we don't just sit back here and say, we're kind of scared. So we've been able to equip other churches of how to get their messages onto the Russian version of YouTube and to the Chinese version of YouTube. And so any place that has the internet, they can watch your services in their language. That's a huge thing that's never been able to happen in the history of the world. And we were one of the first to be able to do that and to kind of prototype that. So that's an awesome thing. I love what's happening there. Also, we've been partnering with Messenger International of not just, we've partnered previously with other people that have translated the Bible into previously untranslated languages, but now we've started messaging with Messenger International. They bring biblical resources like small group stuff into people's languages. So they can get the Bible. Can they get discipleship stuff? And so all the discipleship stuff that you guys use, and you know, you might pull up something every single day on your app and you read it in English, they don't have those things. And so Messenger International has been a big part of translating biblical resources into multiple languages to bring that. We were speaking to one pastor and said, what do you need? He said, I need more resources. Like, what does that mean, money? He said, I don't need money and I don't need the Bible. I need everything else but that, like all the small group stuff. How do I disciple people? And so Messenger is meeting that. We love partnering with them. Also, you guys did a bunch of Christmas boxes two weeks ago for Operation Christmas Child. 217 Christmas boxes for a lot of kids that are able to have Christmas. Thank you to Blake and Jessica Ross. 217 boxes. You guys are awesome, and I appreciate your generosity. I love watching kids open Christmas presents. That's a beautiful thing. I'm not going to watch the video because I'm going to cry. Cried in first service. Can't do it no more. We got a long day. We can do this. Also, we've been partnering with a great ministry called God Behind Bars. Jake Bodine and Landon Sherman and their staff, they bring the gospel to those that are incarcerated. And the stories of what God is doing behind bars has been awesome. And so we've just started a relationship with them. And what you're going to see on video is what is called a family reunification day. So for those that have been touched by the power of the gospel, those that are turning their lives around, those that are approved by their wardens and by their officers, they're saying, hey, this person has truly changed. They've started hosting days where they can meet their kids again for Christmas. And we've seen that what can happen in a child's life when they're brought back together with their parent and their parent has changed is completely, it'll mess you up. It'll mess you up to see that. So this past Christmas, this is what you're kind of looking at is families being able to be reunified behind bars and watch what God can do when the power of the gospel begins to transform people's lives. So there's a lot more I want to share with you about that as we continue our partnership with them, because there's some great opportunities, I think, that are there for those that are incarcerated. And I want to continue to kind of push that. So as we continue our relationship with them, I will update you and let you know. But we love what's happened so far with the GBB family. Let's move from national to global. So this is the uttermost parts of the earth and what God is doing around there. We've got a lot of things to report there. The Lord specifically spoke to us in January to make sure that you develop relationships with those that are on the front lines. And so rather than just sending them money, let's send them people. Let's ask them, like, what do you need? How are you doing? Some of those that say, we need some marriage counseling. This has been tough on our marriage. Some of those that said, hey, my kids are not doing very well right now. Like, let us help. What do you need? Some of those that said, we need this resource. We need that resource. So rather than just send them a check, we ask them, what can we do for you? And some of the things that they ask, like, nobody else is willing to fill those gaps. And so we've been able to do that for a lot of them and develop a much stronger relationship than just sending somebody out to the edge of the jungle somewhere and saying, hey, good luck. You know, let's not do that. And so we've tried very, very hard to put our money where our mouth is and to develop a really good, close relationship so that they know, please hear me, they're not alone. They're not alone. They have a church that's backing them up with more than just their generosity, but with their time and with their resources. And I love that. So we've got a great missions board. I love you guys. Pastor Murray, Pastor James, and what is happening with all you guys, making sure that they're taken care of. It's truly an honor to serve the Lord with you guys. Let's move to Central and South America. Danny and Peggy Thornton, we love those guys. They're awesome. If you've ever met them, they were in first service this morning and got a chance to share a little bit about what they're doing. This past video that you're seeing is from their trip into Honduras. And so we sent a video team to kind of capture some of that and kind of show you what they're doing. But they're teaching street evangelism through mime and dance and video discipleship. They led a conference with over 600 people from 300 different churches, teaching them how to share the gospel in a way that is kind of universal through mime and dance and all that stuff. It's crazy because that doesn't really work in the United States, but it really works there. And you got to kind of see it to understand it. But they were able to do that in Central and South America. Also, they did trips to Vietnam, Thailand, Norway, France. They were there during the Olympics in Paris, and also a trip to Cameroon. But they led 1,495 people to Christ this past year. How about that? So they've got a trip to Panama coming up next. And if you like that, if you're interested in something like that, talk to Danny and Peggy, grab their hand, say, hey, I'm interested, explain more. They would love to tell you more about what God is doing in their ministry. We love supporting them. I wish I could talk more to you about that. But also know that as we're approaching many of these, there are tons of stories I cannot tell you. They're serving God in places where it is illegal to serve God. They're planting churches in places where you can't have churches. And so we think it's an important part of our church to not only to go to where the gospel is not legal, but to also make sure that you protect those people. And so I cannot tell you where some missionaries are serving. I can't even tell you anything but the continent. I can't tell you their family, can't tell you their first name, can't tell you the city, can't tell you the organization that supports them, but you just need to know they're there and they're counting on you. And so we have one missionary family that's serving the Lord in Central America. That's as close as I can tell you. And it is, the government there has gone completely against anti-Christianity. And so it's a very difficult time for them to serve the Lord. They're underneath heavy persecution and political persecution, but they've been developing and discipling and training pastors and leaders for years, and they're going to continue to do it. And I love their heart. They're not giving up. And our thoughts and prayers and our generosity is behind you and with you. Even if you're there watching today, let me just look right in that camera and say, you're not alone. And we love you. We also have, let's move on to Africa. We have some connections there in Ethiopia. Let me just explain this really quickly. There is Ethiopia used to be the number one exporter of children in the world. When the HIV crisis and AIDS hit Ethiopia the hardest, many of those children were left without parents. Parents were dying at an epidemic rate. It was huge. And so their answer was to let people around the world adopt these kids until it got really embarrassing. And then they just shut down adoption. Well, what happens to those kids? And so they're left without parents, left on the streets. And so we have some friends that have partnered with other friends, put a lot of money and a lot of resources into building orphanages there as quickly as possible. And so that's the Be Loved organization. Some of you have been there to Ethiopia and seen it, but my friends run that. And so they were able to reach out this past summer and said, hey, you're one of those friends that I know I can call you and you can answer immediately yes or no. So we're putting on a VBS. We do not have the supplies. We're about $4,000 short. Is there any way you can help? And I said, say less. We wrote them a check that day. And so what you're seeing is some people that are there that we can show you their faces, that a lot of lives were impacted, and what's happening there is great. If you're interested in that, I can share with you more about what's happening in Ethiopia and with those specific missionaries and the orphanage that are planted there. Let's move on to Zanzibar. This is Jake and Hannah Magnus. We love those guys. A fantastic couple. They're helping plant churches and equip pastors in Zanzibar and in Tanzania. Their family spent time with us here in the summer, and they've been resting in a little bit. They have a new baby girl as well, and we were helping them cover some visa costs, and we always, like always, we reach out to them and say, what do you need? And so they come back with random things, and we're always quick to answer them and make sure that we get any resource that they need. But they planted their ministry there with Overland Missions. They've reached over 25,000 people. They baptized 177, so that's them on the screen there. We want to say we love you very much, Jake and Hannah. You're not alone. And let's move on to South Africa. We were able to sponsor Miss Abby Thornton. She went and spent a couple of months there in South Africa with a group called Circuit Riders, sharing the gospel. They shared a story back that they led one lady to Christ and ended up baptizing her in her own bathtub at the house. That was pretty cool. But on behalf of those that were able to reach, they led 1,549 people to Christ in 2 months. So I love that. Love what's happening there. Then, as always, we have the Berry family. We love George and Elise and all the kids. They're great. They're watching us right now. So you guys are not alone. We love you. We're proud of you. And so we want to take just a couple of moments. They wanted to say Merry Christmas to you, and you get a chance to hear from their family. So check this out.
Greetings, High Ridge family from Tropical Cameroon. We just want to take a moment and thank y'all for your prayers and support and the wonderful opportunity you've given us to serve here in Cameroon.
We've been here almost 5 months already, and we're settling into life and ministry here. But we thank you for your prayers and encouragement and support. It really means a whole lot to us. Ready, guys? Joyeux Noël.
So how about that? We love you guys, and thanks for sending a video. You are not alone. You are very much loved by the people that are here. So let's give it up one more time for all of our friends there. Love you. Let's move on to Europe and what's happening there. We were able to send a team to a couple of different places. Here's a pic from Romania. We were helping to teach some practical evangelism tools and train people how to pray for others, how to listen and respond to the power of the Holy Spirit. So that's a beautiful thing. There were several healings reported. The Lord spoke to several people. It was a wonderful time there. Let's move on to the Czech Republic. We're able to equip 250 young people to do street evangelism in Prague. So Prague is one of those places where it is like the most secular nation and the capital of that. And so the gospel is not something that's very common there at all, nor are they open to it. But training 250 people to witness and to street evangelize for the kingdom of God is a big deal. And so I love partnering with them. Also in Estonia, we connected with some camp leaders at a youth camp, providing sports camps, English camps to junior high school kids, and then presented the gospel to them. And that's a beautiful thing. We love what God is doing there in Europe and around the world. Come on, somebody. Love that. Let's move on to Asia. We have a missionary or two there. I cannot say which country that they're serving in. I cannot say names or families. I can just tell you that this is a heavily persecuted area, and she's probably watching now. We just want to tell you, hey, you're not alone, and we appreciate what you're doing. We love supporting you. We were able to send a team to support and encourage her and hang out with her a little bit this past summer. But they've helped train 105 ministry leaders this past year. They're meeting mostly in secret in houses and in small businesses. There's a real threat of religious persecution. Some of them have been thrown into jail, some of them beaten, and or even worse. And so that's a hardcore place to serve the kingdom. But we're proud to partner with people like you. But we're able to send a team there to encourage and bless them, be a part of what God is doing. So we support you and we love you. Come on, church family. We're also able to spend some time in the UAE and to Dubai. So Pastor Doug went to do some training for some pastors that are there from a bunch of different countries in the Middle East. And let me just say, many of these people are serving God in places that you would not want to go, that it is not legal to go. The crazy stories have come out of there. But there were 300 pastors that showed up that oversee over 5,000 churches to get some training on how to do some of the stuff that we're doing. The AI Russian translation stuff that we showed you, that was something that was really groundbreaking to them. So showing them how to do that was awesome. But many of these churches are meeting illegally, where professing Christ is a big problem. And so it is a privilege to partner with them. Most of those, we cannot show you their faces, but a few of those on the video said, hey, we don't care. They throw us in jail all the time. This is where we get some of our best sleep. And so let me just tell you, some of them, like getting beat up and thrown in jail, that's kind of a rite of passage. And we ask them, like, this is not a problem for you? They're like, no, that's when I get a chance to read my Bible and do my studying. It's kind of like a sabbatical for us when we get thrown in jail. And they're laughing about it. I'm like, cool. I'm serving the Lord and suffering for the gospel in Longview. So, it's kind of the same. No, it's not. But then also we've partnered with the John Maxwell Leadership Foundation, which we love partnering with him. He reaches out to a lot of business leaders, CEOs, CFOs, people that are running huge businesses. And I love that he has the heart of a pastor to the people that are really needing it. So we were able to attend one of his big conferences that he held in Florida. And so we had like 5,000 or 6,000 people in the room that are business leaders coming to hear him. How do we make more money? How do I grow my business and all this stuff? And he had about 40 of us pastors that were there with him. He said, watch me present the gospel to these people. And at the end of the night, when he gave this, you know, huge seminar about growing businesses and making money, and then he starts presenting the gospel of like, this is why I do this. And we watched about how many? About 400 of those guys get saved. So what you're seeing right there is people responding to the gospel. And so he's able to give them Bibles, and we're able to lay hands and pray for many of them. That's a beautiful thing to watch and kind of see and be a part of. But he had 40 pastors there. He said, you know, if I can do this with people that are not saved, you can do this in your churches and teaching pastors, believe it or not, how to share the gospel, which many of them don't know how to do that. So I love being a part of what God is doing there. It's a beautiful and wonderful thing. So with the John Maxwell organization, as of today, they've led 801,538 people to Christ this year alone. And their target is to hit 1 million by the end of the year. And we love partnering with you guys. That's been a great partnership. And so on behalf of all those missionaries and mission organizations, we kind of put together some videos to kind of show you where your money has gone. And so take your time, if you would, and turn your attention to the screen and check this out.
Thank you. Hey, we're the Magnus family with Overland Missions, and we're missionaries serving in Zanzibar in East Africa.
Yeah, we've been there for 8 years and 6 years respectively, and it's been a really great opportunity.
Hello everyone, my name is Danny Thornton. I'm a missionary out of High Ridge Church, and I was a children's pastor in a Baptist church before I came here, and I was a children's pastor here. And so we said, let's try to do training for children's workers to learn how to do better in their work and also how to win people to Christ.
He could not stay dead. Death couldn't reign over him.
One of the biggest assistances that High Ridge has provided with us for our ministry has actually been helping us out with our visa and immigration process and some of oftentimes the very high fees that are involved with that. So it's the fact that we were in Zanzibar for about a year and a half was due to the support of High Ridge helping us get our visa and our paperwork sorted out for that season.
I have a missions pastor, and that's Murray Raymondhurst, and he is overseeing what we do. He's a very big help, and High Ridge has always been there to help me. And I will call on them and say, like, I'm going to call three of you, and I need 4,000. And he said, don't call the other guys. I've got the 4,000 for you.
Last year, we were in a few different countries and had some very unexpected needs, and we reached out, and High Ridge responded really quickly, made sure that we were in a good spot, and there was so much support on so many different levels through a lot of transition last year.
We went to Philippines, and we met a great pastor, and he has in his church 100 people. I've done 6 or 8 conferences with them, so we then went and trained them, laid hands on them, said, you're doing it from now on. They now have gone themselves over to Cambodia and Vietnam and to Thailand, and they've now done about 3 or 4 in their country. One of them they were gonna do was 500.
I think one of the big things is really feeling seen and known, even from a distance.
The relationship that we've had with High Ridge has been really refreshing in that we've really felt like we are known and cared about as individuals. One thing that I've always appreciated is almost every update that we send out, we have someone from High Ridge Church staff or the mission board or the elder board who is replying back like, hey, how's it going? So glad to hear these things are happening. How can we be praying for you? That's a really cool, tangible point of contact as well, too, that we don't always see a lot of. We don't always get a lot of responses.
You have to have a church that's strong, and I'm so excited that I am connected with High Ridge to hold me and to help me and need me when I and help me when I need help.
When we're needing counsel, when we're needing time away to take a break, those have been things that High Ridge has been very directly involved and supportive in.
Yeah, just thank you so much for the support, for the prayers. Because it really does make a huge difference in the ministry in Zanzibar. And so as we are out tangibly carrying the gospel and being the hands and feet of Jesus, like, that is something that you're a part of.
I think being a missionary is very important. Our church has sent out missionaries, and I hope that others would join and come with us and see it and be exposed to it. It's great to be with a church that's strong like the church is. And I go on Sunday and I see the strength of everybody and I go, this is a great place to be from.
From the CKM, I really want to thank High Ridge Church.
This is Pastor Emmanuel. Thank you, High Ridge Church.
Thank you, High Ridge Church.
My name is Mama Lisa from Kenya. Thank you so much, High Ridge Church, for what you are doing. God bless you. Good luck.
Ha ha. I'll tell you every single week that your giving is making a difference, not just in Longview, but around the world. And I hope that you can see that it is making a massive difference. There are a lot of people that want to say thank you. And there are some, by the way, that can't, and some people that you'll never know this side of heaven. You've made a massive difference in their life. And by the way, this is just this year. This is not a collection of 10 years of stuff. This is 1 year. Just imagine what we could do if you stood behind us. We could do even more for the kingdom of God. In Longview, Texas, you're making a difference. Please, please hear me. Don't stop now. Let's not stop now. I believe that the greatest days of our church are not behind us, but they're in front of us. God still has more to do. We want to be led by his Spirit to accomplish all that he has to accomplish in our lifetime and in the middle of this city and around the world. So I want to thank you for, hey, there's a bunch of people that made this possible, from Pastor James, Pastor Murray, and all of our missions board, and you guys that are watching, from TJ to Aaron Gentry putting together those videos. Thank you, Aaron. I appreciate that. That was Aaron that did that video back there for you, collected that. By the way, this is a year of statistics and video is a long, long process of putting all that together so you're able to see that. And then also, by the way, we're not done. I want to show you some things that we're working on in the next phase of what we're doing. This is phase one in our vision for the future and what we believe is about to happen. If you stand behind us financially today, this is what we're going to try to accomplish. We got a couple things that we want to fix and finish. We finished out this building, which is great and in great shape. We've remodeled a bunch of the Highridge Kids building, but we have not done the outsides. So we want to fix the outside of the Highridge office, which is right behind us where we do our growth track. I want to show you that. We also want to finish the outside of the Highridge Kids building. So this is what that's going to look like in the future. That's coming up next. We want to make sure that building looks pretty good. We need to repaint some outside and fix some stuff and get it with, just try to get the three buildings to match. Longview's kind of notorious for not matching buildings. So I can't handle that. My OCD won't allow me to do it, but it needs to look good. We want to represent well. We want to make Highway 80 look good. Come on, somebody. So let's take care of this. We have one great building for the adults. Let's make sure that our kids get the exact same thing. Also, I told you that the amount of people watching our online service and even watching today, it's a huge thing. There's a lot of people that need what we're doing, not just in this room, but online. So we want to invest into a broadcast room that will be in the room right behind our sound booth. There's a little space that we have not been able to finish or add in the equipment. We haven't had the money to do that yet, but we want to be able to do a broadcast room and focus on those that are watching online and creating a great experience for them, for those that are sick or that those that are shut in, for our elderly, those that are at nursing homes, those that are in prisons. This is how we reach them. And so if you stand behind us financially, that's where some of those funds are going to go today. Also, we want to show you what will become the next phase for that Richard Parker building, which is now going to become our student center. I love that. How about that? So I told you in January, they're going to be investing heavily into the next generation. So as long as the Lord has given us to stay at this property, we want to make sure that we give them the best of what we have. So the total cost, by the way, of all that put together is about $250,000. And that, for some of people in this room, that might be huge. And for other people, you're like, that's not that big of a deal. Let me just say, I'm not going to pressure you into giving. I would never do that. I do want to make sure that you hear one thing from me. Listen to the Holy Spirit and be obedient. If the Lord moves on your heart to stand behind this, please. Stand behind us. This is what we can do. We've shown you what we can do around the globe. Let's finish the task at hand and finish this building. So I appreciate Pastor Paul putting together these visuals to kind of give you a chance to see what we've got going. I think a lot of churches would say, hey, this is what we're going to do. And they never show you a picture. Just show me a picture. What does it look like? I'm more of a creative person. I like to just, let me just see it. And so this is what we have in store for us next. Now, also we know that we cannot stay in this building forever. And as much as the history that's here and the great families that have been a part of building this, we cannot expand anymore. So there's no more land to buy and the houses won't sell. And then the Mormon church owns the property next to us, so we can't expand. They won't even answer our phone calls anymore. They got tired. They're like, stop calling. We're not selling. Like, cool, cool. Well, the rest of us are going to heaven. Just kidding. So we've been actively looking like, Lord, what's next? And so we got a prophetic word in January. The Lord is like, hey, don't worry about that. I've got a place prepared for you. So let me just tell you, I don't know for sure that we're going to be building a new church anytime soon. I don't know anything that's coming, but I do know this. There was a piece of property that has not gone to the market yet. And I want to show you what that looks like, because as of this past week, thank you, Lord, for waiting till the very end of the year to fulfill that word. We are in the process of buying 17.6 acres right here in Spring Hill, 2 miles from this church on Hawkins Parkway. We are in the process of buying that property right there. So there's video that's playing of that, and I want to make sure that you understand a couple of things. Number one, we have not purchased it yet. Number two, it is not insured, so you are not welcome to go and just walk and pray and have a picnic out there. It is 8 yards. Don't do that. Don't do that. But I cannot say that we are going to build a church there. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying it is a possibility, And also we know this, that if nothing else, this was a God thing, and the price on that was incredibly cheap. Longview doesn't have that kind of land available in a great area that we're looking for. And so we've been looking and looking and looking at buildings and property and just asking the Lord, where are you? And everything that we found in Longview is crazy expensive until this fell into our lap. So let me just tell you that a 17.6 acres of great real estate located on a very beautiful high ridge. Come on, somebody. And let me just speak prophetically into the future. Maybe we commission our mayor to rename Hawkins Parkway High Ridge Way. Come on, somebody. Let's just believe God for that. So there is a possibility that could be our new home at some point in the future. But in the meantime, we got to take care of this and be faithful with what God has given us here to make sure that this is nice and give our children that. So once again, hey, if you're willing to stand behind us financially and with your generosity, that's where we believe the Lord is leading us to next. So I will let you know when that building is paid for, when it's insured. And then at that point, we will open up the gates, take the chains off and say, hey, go and hang out, you know, walk through it and tell me what you think. But it is beautiful. So in the meantime, we just got some drone footage and the owner there allowed us to take a lot of video and photos of that and present you with what we believe the Lord is leading us next. Isn't that pretty cool? Yeah. It's been really, that's been hard for me to not tell you. Let me just tell you, this past week has been me just keeping my big trap shut. So, I do love what the Lord is doing next. And let me just remind you, our best days are not behind us. They're in front of us. And there's a lot of amazing pioneers of people that were standing on their shoulders to be where we are today. And it's our mission to honor them by taking it to the next step and doing everything that the Lord has asked for us to do in our lifetime. So I want to give our children and our grandchildren something better than what we were given. We're going to honor the past, but not be limited by it and believe that what is coming next is even better. Can you receive that, somebody? Come on. It's a beautiful thing. So as we finish up today, I'm going to ask you, I told you last week that I would give you another opportunity to give. And there are a couple different ways that you can do that. But I think the most important part is that you listen to the Holy Spirit and be obedient to whatever it is he says. So I'm going to ask my family to join me as we do every single year. I don't believe to ever ask you to do something that I'm not willing to do myself. So we give as a family. So this is my beautiful wife, our first lady. This is Tina Ingram. Come on, somebody. This is my daughter, Miss Natalie Ingram, soon to be Natalie McCullen. So her future husband is a homesick. Hey, Braden. I'm sorry. Hey, Bobby. I always call him by a different name. I think it's funny. Last year at Christmas, he gave me a book of names that start with B because I never say his name. So I'd say, what's your name again? Bobby, is that right? He's like, no, it's Braden. After a while, he realized I was kidding. I thought it was pretty funny. This, of course, is my son, TJ, who was able to put together some of those videos and statistics. Thank you for doing that. So this is my family. I want to say on behalf of my family, thank you for being a generous church. We are here in this city. The Lord has called us here as a family to make a difference. And we don't shy away from that. So we do this together. It's part of not just, it's not what we do, but it's a calling for us. And so the Lord led us here from the Metroplex to be a part of the future of this church. And so it's an honor and a privilege to stand here and say, my family is behind this. And I'm hoping that your family will do the same. So we're going to pray together as families. If you're with your family, if you wouldn't mind just reaching over, grabbing a hand. What we're going to do in the next few moments is just ask the Lord to speak to your family, to speak to you. We're going to say, Holy Spirit, what would you have us to do? What's my part? If you're single or single again, don't you worry about that. Enjoy the singleness and say, thank you, Lord. I don't have to ask nobody. I can just ask you. Father, we come into your presence and we're believing you for good things. Lord, we sense the call of your Holy Spirit. Lord, we ask that you would expand our vision and that we would be your witnesses, Lord, in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, to the outermost parts of the earth. Let us remember that your calling upon our lives is bigger than just our families. But as you empower us to do what you've called us to do, Lord, we are invited to partner with you. So Holy Spirit, I ask that you would come. Would you show us what to give? Show us how to be generous. Let us be obedient to whatever it is that you're asking, that we could leave a legacy that you would be proud of, Lord. Lord, would you use our church to make a massive difference? And as we finish out this year, let us finish strong, knowing that you're just as present in our future as you have been in our past. Lord, believing that what you have next for us is good because you're a good God. We trust you with our future. We trust that you have good things in store for us as we listen to you and are obedient to your voice. In Jesus' name. And everybody said together, amen, amen, amen. There's a couple different ways that you can give. There's a small envelope in the seat back pocket in front of you if you want to grab that and do a cash or check or whatever. If you'd like to give online like me and my family do, so you're able to do that on our app, the High Ridge app. You're able to do it on Church Center. which is another app. You're able to do it on highridgelv.com/giving. Also, if you're interested in any of the missionaries and the mission work that we've been showing you today, if you go onto Facebook and just watch our live service, all the links to those different ministries, those are there. If you want to get into their finances and what they're doing, and if you want to get involved, you want to stand behind them personally, you're more than welcome to do that. They would love to have more people standing behind them. And then for everybody else, go ahead and stand to your feet if you would. We're going to invite our elders to come forward. And if you're walking through a tough and difficult season, we want you to know that we are here for you. We'd love to pray for you. Also want to remind you, we've got Christmas Eve services coming up on Tuesday, Christmas Eve. So those service times are 3 o'clock, 4:30, and 6. So invite your family, invite your friends, invite your coworkers. It's a beautiful time. There's a lot of people that will not come to church except on Christmas or Easter. Those Christers need Jesus. And we want to make sure that you know we're going to have communion, we're going to have candlelight, we're going to be singing some Christmas carols. It's a beautiful thing. I love that. And then also next Sunday, no church. So we are going to take some much needed rest, and I want to encourage you to take some rest too. Watch us online if you'd like to. If you want to get involved in another service, you got to go to another church, go enjoy it. And we will see you again in January. Let me pray for you and bless you as we finish up. Father, would you bless my friends with an incredible week? Would you help them to be obedient to whatever it is that you're saying? Help us to look forward to the future with great expectation, believing a good God for good things. Would you bless their families, Lord, as they gather together with their families and loved ones? Bless them with two things, Lord. Bless them with peace and bless them with joy. I pray right now that this would not be a time of mass confusion and infighting and family just being weird to each other. Lord, I pray that they would have peace and joy. Let it be full of peace and full of joy. And we ask these things in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. And all of us said together, amen. God bless you as you go. Have a Merry Christmas.
Thank you so much for listening in today. Our prayer is that you are encouraged and strengthened by the message. If you haven't done so yet, be sure to subscribe to this podcast and leave us a review wherever you're listening. If you want to be a part of our online community, connect with us through Facebook or Instagram with the handle @HighRidgeLV, or you can check out our website at highridgelv.com. Lastly, if this ministry has impacted your life and you'd like to support its work, visit highridgelv.com/give. We appreciate your support, and we're believing with you today for God's best in your life. Have an incredible week, and we will see you next time.